Okay, I'm so gonna get bashed for this. Are you guys ready for some loud opinions? It's Yara, by the way, and welcome to Unorthodox, the place where I'm gonna open the can of worms no one wants to touch. That's what happens when you give a skeptic a microphone. Join me on Podio for weekly episodes where I attempt to explore the ins and outs of society and people, and I ask the most important question of them all, why? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Unorthodox. Today, we're going to be discussing something that I've put off for too long. Drum roll, please. Sustainability and the environment. We've seen so much go down last year that it feels like we've been dropped and drowned and burned and suffocated all at once. But in the midst of all of these catastrophes, there has been a constant in the background. It's that shitty CGI graphic that ruins the whole movie for you. It's the elephant in the room that is sitting on your chest, and I don't know how the hell you haven't felt it yet. Say it with me, guys. Climate change and environmental deterioration. Quite the mouthful. And to help me dive into these troubling waters, I've enlisted the help of someone who has made such a great effort in promoting environmental remediation via Instagram, via social media. Hailing all the way from Kura via phone call, so technically no one's actually hailing anywhere, I'd like to welcome Carmen Abed. So hi, Carmen, how are you doing?
Hi, Yara. I'm doing good. Thank you, Habibi.
So I'd like to start off with, I want you to introduce yourself briefly. Tell me how the page came about. Tell me how you started it. You know, just tell me a bit what got into your mind.
Okay, so Sustaining Green Kura is an Instagram account that deals with the environmental sustainability across Kura district. Okay, so this project was the result of three things. First, there is a personal reason for me to create this account, and then there is an academic one, and then there is a social one. So out of the personal reason, being a Kura native and a Kura resident, I've always underestimated Kura. And I did not know the privilege of living in Kura.
Yeah.
So I felt that this is my way to reward, in a way, my native district.
Nice.
The second one is academic, because this is part of my graduation project at university. So I wanted to do something that is unique and useful for the place where I live in.
Yeah.
And the third one is social, because I want to make a change. Okay, so I'm trying to make a change, and the target audience is the youth.
Yeah.
So the target audience is the middle-age cohort, but more precisely, the youngest section of this middle-age cohort, which is the youth aged between 15 and 35.
Nice.
Because these are the youth force, these are the future workforce in the country, and these are the ones that we can actually rely on. A place, it's known as Green Kura, that's the nickname, Al Kura Al Khadra.
It's true.
However, yes, if we dig deeper into the matter of the environmental problems in the district, we find out that, yes, it does have many problems, but these problems are not visible, are not shown, because it's a rural district.
That is true. That is very true. من أنا وصغيرة بسمع, you know, this phrase being said, إنو الكورة الخضراء ونحن عنا زيتون ونحن الزيتون تبعنا, according to my dad, أطيب زيتون بلبنان كله. Shout out to Jihad, co-creator of Yara Naami, who doesn't even listen to my podcast, by the way. Anyway, I agree with you. In مش بس الكورة, in a lot of rural districts in Lebanon, there is so much potential to be greener, not just بالشكل, بس بال, you know, بالأسلوب كمان.
And yeah, lifestyle.
Exactly, lifestyle. And I think a lot of people have tried giving that push to Kura, but what I like about you is that you are focusing on the group that you have to focus on the most, which is the youth. And if there's one person or one group of people who have the ability to learn, have the ability to intake information and use it, it's the youngsters of our society. You know,
true, كتير, true.
يعني عملوا كتير حملات recycling وبده يعلمه بالبلديات وهيك. And they tried to, you know, to teach the older generation. Not many young people were there at the time. بتذكر أنا, I volunteered to speak at my بلدية about recycling وهيك. I didn't, yeah. I wasn't speaking to a crowd of youngsters. I was speaking to, يعني 45-year-olds and up, إذا بدك. Which,
yes.
At times it fell on deaf ears. So I'd like you to tell me about your journey. What, يعني, yeah. How did you go from where you were to right now, you know, this page and interviewing and really promoting this?
Yes. هلا, going back to what you just said, Yara, I want to tell you that Anna, on purpose, I chose the platform to be Instagram. Because as you said, yes, there are many initiatives. We already have Etihad Baladiyat al-Kura. We have the Kura Municipality Nation. We have Kura Development Council, Majlis Inma al-Kura. But as you said, they are not targeting the right focus group. They're not targeting the group that can actually make a change. And I wanted something that really tackles or deals with the district of Kura, because I told you it comes out of a personal experience. I want to, I want this to improve. I want this district to be better. Or, in other words, I want it to stay as it is. Okay, because we are not going to have it green if we continue the same daily routine or the same lifestyle that we are having nowadays.
Of course.
So that's why, Anna, I wanted to talk to the youth. That's why I chose Instagram. لأنه this. The age group that I want to deal with uses Instagram the most.
That's true. Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, I wanted an account that deals with all the environmental issues. So I wanted that word sustainability to be part of the account. But, you know, sustainability has many aspects, okay? And actually, they're all interconnected. Yeah, and we have we call them the three E's. So the economy, equity or social well-being, and the environment. And they're all interconnected. But Anna, in specific, I wanted to tackle the idea of environment because I want to talk about all of the environmental problems across the district. Anna, I thought, oh, no, Anna, I was an eco-friendly person. I realized that I'm not. I was shocked. خاصةً بمي daily routine, you know, Anna, I've always advocated for the environment, to preserve nature. But I realized, you know, I was doing it superficially because when I started digging deeper into the matter, I realized, you know, there are many things that I'm doing as part of my daily routine that could be changed for the favor, for the better of the environment. And thus they fall under the frame of sustainability.
And they're very easy to change, aren't they? They're like very little things.
Exactly. Yani, I just needed the awareness. Yani, Anna, يمكن إذا أنا, I wasn't or I did not research this issue a lot. كان بعدني مثلا فوت على هول الأكاونت بشوف إنه okay, reduce, reuse, recycle. Bravo, we're doing a great job. But let's try to put all of these all under one umbrella.
Yeah.
Because we have the air pollution problem. We have the garbage waste disposal. And we have the wastewater disposal. Hala Anna, what I care about, Yara, is I would like to make a drastic change. Yes, awareness is the key part. It's the cornerstone of this change. But Kamena, I would like to make effective change. I know that it's not going to happen overnight. You know, we cannot, for example, let's say, dismantle the cement factories that are the major cause of the air pollution in Kura. But we have other things. Anna Kamena, the thing is that I don't want to address the issue in a very aggressive manner. And we have many groups on Facebook that are dealing with the issue very aggressively. Yes, true, they're talking out of problems, out of personal problems, out of diseases, out of illnesses.
Yeah.
But we need to use the right platform and we need to choose the right target audience and we need to use the right way to deal with this problem.
Let's stick to the air pollution thing for a sec. لأنه نحن للي ما بيعرف عنا مقالع بالكورة يعني كسرات yeah. كرمال و شركات ترابي بشكة بس بيكسروا بالكورة بيشيلوا ترابتهم يعني بالكورة وبينقلوهم على شكة. كان في حملة من كم سنة بتذكر علقوا يافطات all over كورة and these يافطات said if you remember لا مقالع في yeah. كورة كان من
true.
قبل
true.
اتحاد بلديات الكورة وسكروا
yeah, and it was also led by لجنة كفر حزير البيئية
100% لأنه yeah. الكسارات كانوا يكسروا بكفر حزير so for anyone who's been up to Shmail, been to Talat Shikka, Talat Kfir Hazir, you see like a range of hills that are just completely white and completely devoid of any greenery. كانوا هيك قبل هلا شوي عم يتحسنوا. هودي كانوا يشيلوا منهم ترابة كرمال شركات الترابة, and it was awful. A lot of people in Shika suffered from lung cancer and from a lot of breathing problems because of that. However, شركات الترابة ما وقفوا. And it has come to my attention that you talked about something before about super, you know, being superficial. And I think هيدي الحملة أوكي كانت قوية I was proud إني أقرأ هيك يافطات.
Yeah.
بس بنفس الوقت وقفوا بكفر حزير بس إنه رجعوا كسروا بظهور كفر حزير, عرفتي كيف؟ يعني بالمطرح اللي ما بيبين على الطريق العام صاروا يشيلوا من ورا ومن ورا backdoor stuff. What do you feel about that?
Let me tell you something. The problem is not only the ma'ale. The problem kamena is the air pollution coming out of the factories, and the problem kamena is they're using dynamite. So the quarries are threatening the infrastructure. Okay,
that's true.
And they're forming many cracks within the ground, and this is also kamena affecting the groundwater. Okay, so we're talking about many dimensions regarding this problem. And when I spoke with Mr. Karim Boukarim, who is the head of the Koura Municipalities Union, he said that there is a decree that is ready and that they offered this decree to the government, which is, does not exist, يعني to the حكومة تصريف العمل, as they say.
Yeah.
And the only thing that must be done is for this decree to be signed in order to limit the greenhouse gases that are emitted out of this or these factories. هلأ صار في شوي حكي عن carbon footprints وعن إنه they're planting trees somewhere else in order to compensate for their carbon emissions, but it wasn't efficient يعني. What's not helping us, Yara, is the pandemic. It's the global pandemic and it's the lockdown. What, مثلا, for example, if we try to reach out, for example, for a factory, مشان نحكي مثلا عن their carbon footprints or عن their how they dispose of their garbage, بقولونا أنه ليك وين عم تحكي أنت إنه people are dying, people are فهمتي شو قصدي. So this is the major problem that we're facing, or that I am personally facing, in the launching of this account.
Okay, I'd like to comment on that, actually. And I get this from a lot of people where بكون أنا عم بحكي بشغلي like the importance of recycling, the importance of taking care of the environment, because it's literally the only one that we have, right? It's the only planet that we are living on right now. We don't have another one. And people بقولوا لي ليك وينك وين هلا عم بتفكري بهالشي, مثل ما قلتي ما العالم عم بتموت وكورونا وما بقى في اسمع هالكلمة صراحة. والسياسة والبلد والدولار منهار وما بعرف شو, and I'm like yeah, but these are all things that خلقوا يعني هلأ من شوي, you know, climate change, the climate crisis has been going on for a lot of years and it is an impending doom. يعني you're worried about COVID now, in 50 years we will have no inhabitable planet, you know. I will not see children or grandchildren probably because of this if we keep up this path we're taking, يعني. And I just like to point that out to all of the listeners, إنه إيه في كتير مصايب right now, بس في مصيبة in the background that is صوتها منو واطي يعني. And we have to just listen. It won't matter مين السياسيين, it won't matter مين طلع نايب ومين طلع وزير, if there is no planet. You know, there's an amount of education in Lebanon that is unprecedented in any other country of the region. عنا فكر وعنا علم قد ما بدك. The problem is ما عنا تطبيق بالبلد, ما فينا نفجر مواهبنا إذا بدك anywhere in the country.
True. هلا كمان هلا عسيرة الإدوكيشن يارا, أنا I want to say إنه كورة معروفة بلبنان إنه هي أكثر قضاء في نسبة متعلمين. Okay, but unfortunately in general, هلا the thing is that yes, we have many people with university degrees and high diplomas, كمانه, but on the other hand, we lack a ثقافه.
مزبوط.
So there's a difference between education and between culture.
That's
so يمكن أنا شو بعرف نيكو معي PhD بما بعرف شو, بس أنا I do not know, and وعم بحكي أنا starting from myself, يعني I'm not saying or I'm not attacking anybody who has a university degree or who has an advanced degree and who is not aware. Okay, about what's going on. يعني أنا, I am a normal person and I'm one of them. So this is why I want to create. يعني أنا ما بيهمني بس أنا أركض مثلا روح إنه أعمل جيب شو بعرفني ماسترز أو أعمل بي إتش دي أو بي أي أو بي إس أو whatever بالجامعة وأتوظف. لا, ما أنا بدي أعرف أنا طريقة عايشي, my lifestyle, how is it affecting the place where I live, how it will affect the future generations. ما eventually this is what sustainability is about.
That is true.
يعني using the resources while keeping them available for the future generations.
That's true.
Exactly. ما أنا ما بيهمني بس أنا أوكي أنا هلا مبسوطة قاعدة ببيتي وعندي وعندي شوفاج أو عندي حطب للشمينية تبعيتي وعندي ماي وعندي أكل وعندي كل شيء. طب أوكي, why should we be selfish? ما أنه what about the future generations? Will they have this as easily, let's say, if you want to put it in a quote, يعني, as easily as we have it nowadays? No, they won't.
No,
لأنه مش بس المشكلة عنا يارا, المشكلة هي it's a global issue. هلا, that's why the UN Secretary General, he declared 2021 as the year to reconcile humanity with nature. Okay, we should reconcile it. مش إنه we take nature for granted. أنا مش عم باخد شو بعرفني هول شجر الزيتون for granted. المشكلة إنه كل واحد عنده شقفة أرض بالكورة let's say ورثة من أهله, okay, بيروح ببيعها and he takes the money. تمام, what about the greenery? What about the 2 million olive trees that are found in the district? Do you want to keep them?
صح, ببيعهم وبعدين بيعمروا شيء محلهم يعني.
Exactly. So we have, في عنا كتير عالم عاملين let's say sustainable architecture, عاملين مثل أنت كمان you did sustainable chemistry.
Yeah, I did green chemistry. Yeah, that's true.
Green chemistry. So we have, يعني عنا نحنا هيدول, why not using them? You want to create, for example, a resort in Kura? Okay, make it sustainable.
صح.
Make it eco-friendly.
And you know, we have the money, we have people who can donate. You just need to
exactly
الوعي. بس, that's all.
We just need الوعي and to direct it towards the right direction.
And hopefully this frustration that we feel that makes us want to make this change, hopefully it'll go away. Hopefully it'll be put into actually making a change, actually remediating the environment, you know? لأنه the rise in temperature in the summer إنه بننبسط بنروح على البحر أو بالشتوية إنه بتسقع كتير أو بتشوب أو ما بعرف شو إنه إيه ما في برد كتير, that's not something that's okay. It's not something that's normal. You know, it's a warning sign. It's a red flag. It's our planet telling us, I am disintegrating from within. If you don't do anything about it, it's not going to take long for everything to die.
Yeah, unfortunately, the World Meteorological Organization كمان declared in 2020 as one of the three warmest years
ever.
كمان نزلت بوست أنا على الأكاونت عم بقول إنه we experienced 20 days of sunshine and we're so happy وما بعرف شو sunshine. We shouldn't be happy about this.
It's weird.
نحن بقلب الشتاء, نحن we are in the winter season. So we should not be happy about this. We should worry about this. Actually, you know, it's not only, يعني, actually, it's not only across Lebanon, it's everywhere, Yara.
That's true.
And these are the results of climate change.
So to sum up this lovely episode, this was a lovely series of conversations with Carmen. Please follow her page, Sustaining Green Kura, on Instagram. Obviously, it's, you know, the tips that she has on there and the information she has on there is not only about Kura. Like, it's important to know this information wherever you live or whatever you do. And just a quick reminder for everyone, you know, we can't be passive all our lives. Everything requires an effort. ما في شيء رح يصير إذا نحن قاعدين ومكتفين. You know, you need to make very, very tiny efforts, by the way. You know, it doesn't take that much energy to recycle. It's actually pretty easy. It's quite fun. You can teach children how to do it. It'll be a nice like exercise in separating their trash. It's nice to incorporate this into our everyday lives and to be aware of the fact that every little thing we do has a larger impact on the long run. And if you multiply something I do by 5 million, which is almost the population of Lebanon, then yeah, that's a big impact on the world. That's a big impact on the planet. Carmen, it was lovely to have you.
Thank you, Yara.
Thank you so much for sharing your information. It has been really helpful.
Thank you for highlighting this initiative, Yani. I really appreciate this.
I've always wanted to do this ever since I started my podcast. So I'm glad I was able to do it with you right now, especially since you have such a strong platform for it and you're very passionate about that. So thank you so much for joining me. And thank you guys so much for listening. I will see you guys next time. I hope you enjoyed the episode.